Stay tuned for your 3CR podcast, featuring interviews from Bundles Fire Radio Show. 3CR is an independent community radio station in Fitzroy, Victoria, on the unceded lands of the Kulin Nation. For more information, go to www.3cr.org.au. Here at the Fire of Bundelini, and my brother Kieran's in the studio as well. We've got our brother, our Wiradjuri sovereign brother from Orange, and he's on the line too. Are you there, Paul?
Yeah, good morning, Rob.
How you going, mate? Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, eh? Thanks for...
Oh, yeah, you got some exciting news for us, bros. Give us a bit of a lowdown now. What's going on?
So I think we, you know, we spoke recently, Rob.
Yeah.
I submitted an application to stop work happening on one of my illegal land grants that were found illegal by federal court last year.
Because this is a bit of the work, research and work that you've been doing about old land grants or whatever it was, or selling off of Crown land back in the day, and you've caught up with it, sort of thing.
Yeah, Rob. These are the first original land grants given out across all of Australia after the invasion of Sydney on all the Sydney nations. Pretty much, when I say Australia, you've got to remember, back in those days, it was just the colony.
Yes.
And
New South Wales. Over.
Yeah, New South Wales, right? Well, it wasn't even New South Wales. It was just a colony, right?
Yeah.
And, and by the third governor, his name's Governor Brisbane, after Macquarie, he is giving out, without the King George Crown's approval from England, giving out more than 200 acres, Rob, and with no written consent or authority from the King of England back in 1823. And it's there all documented. Federal court found that last year. It's in the decision. It states sovereign native title never ceded, never extinguished by any First Nation. And I couldn't believe it when I read it, when I found it, and it was only last year. And then I started enacting, Crown corruption. Their legal process. I'm talking about the first original land grants. It goes all the way down to what now? Yeah, the state of Victoria, New South Wales, Queensland, all the states and territories. Yeah, everywhere. This governor, for 5 years, was giving out massive illegal land grants, not signed off by the king. I'm talking, 20,000, 30,000, 30,000 alone. Rob was given to the first Reverend Samuel Marsden, appointed Church of England, Archbishop, whatever come out with the convicts. And he alone got over 30,000 acres just on my Wiradjuri Nation's sovereignty lands alone today stand the churches and whatever. Institutions under the Church of England that are on Wiradjuri lands, they're all found by federal court last year to be illegal. And so last night, Rob, I put in the application stop works on a development at Orange, and it was by Orange Council. Right, and they're building a $100 million, $200 million new football stadium at Orange, and I let them know early on, you don't have my permission, you do not have Wiradjuri Nation sovereignty permission. I sent them the federal court decision from last year, and I sent them the actual illegal land grant signed by Governor Brisbane back in 1823 on the property. And I said, I'm letting you know, guys, I am, and my local grassroots Wiradjuri sovereignty are the landlords, rightful landlords, as Crown.
Now, how did they initially respond to that? Look at you stupid.
Yeah, they did, mate. You know, they didn't want to treat us like kids. And, you know, as always, Crown, they think they dictate the terms. I rang them to just have a meeting with me and my local Wiradjuri elders there at Orange, the families and the elders. And at first they welcomed it, but then something leaked out to the local Aboriginal Land Council at Orange, and they went on Sky National News last week, Roy RC representing Orange Aboriginal Land Council, went on there to, you know, and anyone can watch it. He's talking with Chris Kenny, the head journalist or media person at Sky National News, and, you know, pretty much condemning me and Wiradjuri Nation sovereignty. We have no legal recognition by Crown and so on. And then I get a call from the Orange Council saying they want to call, you know, we have to call off the meeting, Paul. And I said, okay, you call off the meeting then. Is that what you're telling me? And they said, yeah, we've got to, you know, because of Orange Land Council. And I said, okay, you call, I will now go through the federal court, I'll go through the federal government department environment, and as the landlord, I will put in a stop work application, and you will get it in the mail. And that's what happened. Federal government, heritage, environment, because of the decision of federal court, the Crown Federal Court, stating sovereignty, First Nation sovereignty, native title, never ceded, never extinguished, we're still the rightful landlord. And they issued Orange Council with a notice that if Paul Towney and Wiradjuri Nation sovereignty wish to pursue this further of a stop work order, then we have no to enact on it as the landlord has put this in, and they do not give Orange Council written approval to go ahead with any development on the illegal land grants.
Wow, that's okay.
Last, I got a call after all this kind of schmozzle last week from Orange Council. And from a councillor, the councillor said, "Paul, we're not even sure how this has all happened, right? We're still in the, as councillors, we're in the dark too. And can you come out?" He said, "Can you come out last night, Tuesday night, and you've got the floor. Tell us about what you're doing, what you are. You've sent through the information. We only just got all this information, especially the federal court decision from last year, and stating that you are the landlord, not any Crown Aboriginal Land Council. It's you, sovereign. Wiradjuri Nation sovereignty is the rightful landlord." And at their request, I did. I went back out. I had the floor last night at the Orange Council General Meeting with the councillors. And I told them, I said, that's all I ever wanted. I just want to come out. I want to speak to you. But I will have my local Wiradjuri grassroots elder families representatives also there at the meeting. They said, No, that's fine, Paul. You have there whoever you like. And I said, well, we are all the rightful landlords, okay? So local landlords. And so we had the meeting last night. To give you the short, blunt end of it, the outcome, Orange Aboriginal Land Council, there is, you know, corrupt or behaviour, conduct by the chairperson, by the CEO, and also a lone councillor of Orange Council. All of the other councillors had no prior meetings or paperwork of how the Crown Aboriginal Land Council had given freely, you know, the property to now build a $100 million, $200 million costing football stadium on the lands. It was all done with just one councillor at Orange. So they had a vote last night after hearing me and hearing my local elders, Rob, and they in favour. It was 7-4, 5 against, but 7-4, 1, and it's the outcome is now it's been handed to the Minister for Local Government and also New South Wales ICAC, independent ICAC, to investigate possible corruption of land issue developments and happening without consent, rightful consent from the landlord, which in this case is Wiradjuri Nation sovereignty. It's not the local Aboriginal Land Council. And the councillors acknowledged that last night and they voted in favour after hearing me speak about the rightful, the truth, and my Wiradjuri Nation sovereignty, LORE, was never corrupt. It has always been rightful.
Yep.
It's starting to come out, Rob.
Yeah, what happens now? Where do you go from here?
We've
always said that we've never ceded our sovereignty, you know. We know that's a fact.
And I've seen the thing that I've got in writing, Rob.
That's your admission there.
Yeah, it's the... Well, Wynderdine, right?
Yeah.
Old Clever. He's so clever. He fought and died like Pemulwuy and like various other... But the thing that Wynderdine did was he got our Wiradjuri Nation, LORE, mentioned, enshrined in colonial journals, documentation, especially by Governor Brisbane.
This is back in 1823.
1823. And actually, war and martial law, in writing, declared on Wiradjuri Nation is on the 19th of August 1824, a year after he started giving out all these excess illegal land grants, over 200 acres, Rob.
Full on, Russ. Full on.
It's full on. It's corruption from the first Crown legal, you know, land occupation. And it's not the myth of settlement. That's all it is. It's just a fairy tale.
We all know it's based on the lie of Terra Nullius. There was nobody here.
Yes.
And all that sort of stuff.
And exactly, Rob. And, you know, I put it to the councillors last night. You've got a big sign at the front of your building and you say you respect and acknowledge Wiradjuri Nation as traditional landowners on which, you know, all Crown resides on, in Orange.
Well, that's one hell of a spanner tucked in the works there, Buzz.
And I chucked it in, and they could not answer.
Right.
And I said, yes, yeah, why when Australia is founded. Your crown founded Australia on terra nullius. But then you've gone even further and declared war on Wiradjuri Nation. Right? How can you declare on who's Wiradjuri? Who's my Wirradjuri? Who are we? Are we kangaroo or are we emus? Because under terra nullius, you say this land was clear. There was no one here. So
Victoria at that time was part of New South Wales.
Everything was, well,
it was all New South Wales.
There wasn't even New South Wales, Rob. It was a colony.
They called it. It was under that guise.
Yes.
Yeah, and so how does that relate to us mob now? Because when we look at this Lord Brisbane, or whatever your name was, I'll check that out.
Yeah, Governor Brisbane, right, the illegal land grants he gave out in his 5 years from eight. He actually came on board in 1820. So from the day he took up as the Prime Minister or Governor, he's given out because of the greed of these local convicts, appointed police soldiers that are out there clearing, massacring our mob everywhere, and what he does is he rewards them for clearing the land of nations of even down there in Victoria.
Yeah,
I have got the illegal land grants going down there to, but as we all know, Rob, you know, back in them days, there's no states. It's 300 plus nations right across Australia, all separate, culturally, and language-wise, all distinct.
We all have our own sovereign.
Yeah, that's right. All our own sovereignty.
And right to self-determination, all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
Exactly.
So and where do we go from here, Buzz? Because I've only got a few minutes. I've got just got my other friend who's come in to do a bit of an intro. So
I will give all the other nations, the grassroots families, the clans, right across Australia.
Well, give us a contact.
All these illegal land grants that he signed off on, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, we want to have a look ourselves and have a look at this. And
yes.
Follow it up. So have you got a website that we can check in on this or something?
No, basically what you do is you go into your local libraries.
Okay.
At public libraries, Rob.
Yeah, we know we know this is true, so we just want to find out exactly where it's written. And
so you go to the local historical records in public libraries, especially in the regional libraries. Right, district libraries or the state libraries in each state, they have the illegal land grant signed by Governor Brisbane, right? They have the day, the month, the year. He did this for 5 years right across Australia and all found by federal court last year.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Sounds like it.
Right, illegal, everything over 200 acres, still your nation mob down there in Victoria.
Whatever mobs are listening to this show, let's take that on board,
yes.
Governor Brisbane, 1823, check out the validity of these land grants back then. And that covers all of...
Yeah, just go to the federal court, right? You just go onto the federal court website and Dungog Shire.
Well, we're going to be following this up, Russ. We're going to be following this up.
Deadly.
And we'll get you. We'll continue to talk to you as this goes down. And good on you, Buzz. Good, great work.
Can I just stress that, Rob, that if anyone who signs with Crown, right, then your sovereignty is basically gone. I know you just did treaty down there.
Not me, Buzz. Not me.
No. Yeah.
This is what they talk about as royal assent business.
And that's in New South Wales. They're coming in now, Rob. And we're not a state.
Just don't do what Victoria did, if you do business, mate. Just look at Victoria as something you don't do, right? So that's my advice on that front. But
we
can unwind that somehow. Yeah, it's undue, undue influence, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Listen, Buzz, I'm going to have to bail out here because
I've
got 5 minutes. I need to talk to someone else. But I'll keep yarning to you about all this stuff. And, this is where we want to go on, with unceded sovereignty, like we've always said, Aboriginal people. And good on you, Paul. And
thanks, Rob.
Good on you, Mob. And we'll talk again soon, eh, Buzz?
Yeah, we'll talk again soon. Thank you.
All right, no worries. Good on you. Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye. Yeah, that's Paul Downey from Wiradjuri, Sovereign Wiradjuri Man, up in Orange County, I call it. No, Orange Council. Throwing a big spanner in the works right there, folks. But it's all true. It's all true. You've got to do things properly if you want to do you want to do business with our people. You know, where's the truth and all of this? Just one reminder, Oz, you don't get the right to land for your acts of genocide and lies, okay? Anyway, it's 11:55. We're at the fire with Bungellini, and now I've got Jane. Good morning, Jane. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Robbie. Good morning,
and
Kieran.
I didn't give you a chance to say anything, Kieran, but...
No, all good.
Yeah, all good. Your show's coming up next.
Yeah.
Yellerman?
Yeah, be on in 5 or so.
Okay, so I want to take this opportunity. 5 minutes, Jane. Spit it out. We've got things going on down at Camp Sovereignty, further developments in regards to the monument there, or the site.
The site, yeah.
Yeah.
Robbie and I have had a positive week engaging with both journalists, Melbourne City Council, and the mob that are camping at Camp Sovereignty. So we just wanted to give a very quick update. We feel like we're having a really positive engagement with the traditional owners there and the incredible group that have held the ground especially since the neo-Nazi attacks, and drawn attention to some really important elements there. So structural elements such as the disabled access up to the memorial, for sake of a better word, the rock that marks the 38 tribes of Victoria. So we're going to look at a landscape design today where Robbie and I are going to spend some time actually walking out a disabled ramp today with designers and thinking about different access or a gentle, beautiful ramp that's integrated into a garden, rocks, seating.
Sort of a victory that we've had down there, do you think? And are they talking about a name change for the place as well?
Yeah.
And signage, which has never been there.
Water access, so they're actually going to use the water bubbler that's there. They're going to use the plumbing that's already there and
run it up the hill,
yeah. So that's exciting. And then we're going to give them a little more detail as to they're taking the shipping container, which is across the road. They're taking that on January the 1st, so we're coming up with some solutions around storage, ceremonial sort of storage, what the requirements are. We need to give the council the actual measurements and what the like a design brief. But I feel like the planting overlay, the conversation we're having, this idea of a disability ramp it's like a structural spine that gives us a whole lot of frameworks to sort of put a whole lot of other things in place. So by putting in this disability access, you allow for signage, planting, resting points, different views of the actual rock and different perspectives and different approaches. And I think that's a really important turning point. And so, Robbie and I really, and everyone obviously who's been involved in camp, really want to thank everyone who has participated, who spoke to the council last week. Members at Camp Sovereignty spoke really eloquently and articulately about, their passion, their point of view, especially Marcia. Gallia, who's the chair of NAIDOC, she's been incredibly supportive and helpful. And I just think it's been a fantastic example of what community can do to engage in a respectful way with groups like Melbourne City Council to actually get some positive outcomes, because it is a really complex site and, it does have all these statutory overlays, as we've discovered, the political sort of ins and outs and legalities and...
How can people find out more and get involved?
I think we're going to really have to sort of share a lot of the information that we've discovered over the last 2 years.
Because we're at a certain point it's been a bit of a battle and struggle. Yeah. But I think we've got something to talk about now.
Yeah, but it's been an interesting education dealing with heritage consultants, lawyers, a whole lot of different people in the community who have volunteered their time, tax advisors. You know, how do we enable community to actually get organised? Because... I'm of the belief there's no point saying we're victims here. I think you have to engage creatively and come up with different strategies of protest. And it might just be engaging with a lot of these sort of colonial constructs in different ways. And, there's never one right path. There's lots of different approaches. And I think camp sovereignty's become a symbol of a whole lot of things. You know, it's a symbol of, around... this attack, and it really is a place of worship and a place of, peace. And so in my mind, it's been an act of hate, that attack, and I think we really want to have something positive there. So this is a really fantastic step forward, I think, Robbie.
All right, we're going to have to talk about this more. Thanks for coming in. And we're going to follow this from here, from my program, Bundles Fire, and... Yeah, thanks, Jane, for updating us. Wasn't very much time, but we got another program coming up now, Yellerman. So we'll catch up again soon, eh? Thanks, heaps.
Thanks, Robbie. Thanks, Kieran. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to a 3CR podcast. To listen to a full audio of Bundles Fire radio show, a historically informed critical analysis of Aboriginal affairs, and the ongoing political movement for land rights, treaty, sovereignty and the cessation of genocide, go to 3cr.org.au/bundlesfire. If you want to support independent black media on 3CR, please go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online.